The United States and its allies have abandoned diplomacy at the United Nations, and the world is preparing for war in Iraq. From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. President Bush will address the nation this evening at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. He's expected to give Saddam Hussein a stark choice, leave the country immediately or face war.
United Nations Secretary General Kofi Annan has ordered all UN personnel to evacuate Baghdad, also leaving many journalists. ABC and NBC are among the news teams that have decided to go. Several nations have shuttered their embassies, and residents of the Iraqi capital are stocking up on food and gas.
We begin today at the United Nations, where British and U.S. officials are blaming France for the failure to reach consensus within the Security Council. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
The United States, Britain, and Spain gave up on the Security Council a day after the three nations held a summit at a U.S. military base in the Azores. The summit ended with a warning to the international community that today was the deadline for a Security Council decision on the Iraq resolution that the three nations co-sponsored in the Council. As the Security Council prepared to meet this morning, Britain's Ambassador Jeremy Greenstock announced the co-sponsors had concluded it was not possible to reach a Security Council consensus on the resolution.
Given the situation, the co-sponsors have agreed that we will not pursue a vote on the draft UK-US-Spanish resolution in blue. The co-sponsors reserve their right to take their own steps to secure the disarmament of Iraq.
Minutes later, the White House announced that President Bush would address the nation tonight. Secretary of State Colin Powell says the president will address not just the nation, but the world, about the consequences of defying UN Resolution 1441, which gave Iraq a final opportunity to disarm peacefully.
In his speech, he clearly will issue an ultimatum to Saddam Hussein that the only way to avoid the serious consequences that were built into 1441 is for Saddam Hussein and his immediate cohort to leave the country and to allow this matter to be resolved through the peaceful entry of force and not a conflict.
The decision to abandon a UN resolution followed weeks of diplomatic negotiations that severely strained the long-standing alliance between the United States and Western Europe. France, backed by Russia and China, threatened to veto the resolution the U.S. and its allies were seeking. France held to that position to the bitter end. U.S. and British officials say that influenced other members of the Security Council who might have supported the resolution. Again, Secretary Powell.
Frankly, everybody pretty much accepted that this resolution was not going to be a successful one because there was one nation, France, that had indicated that it would veto it under any set of circumstances or any similar resolution as modified that would leave a path open to conflict.
But the French ambassador to the UN, Jean-Marc de la Sablière, says the requisite 9 Security Council votes for the resolution simply weren't there.
The majority of the Council confirmed that they do not want to authorize the use of force. The majority consider that it would not be legitimate, whereas the inspection is producing results, to take such a decision.
As UN diplomacy unraveled, Kofi Annan announced the withdrawal of the several hundred UN personnel in Iraq for their own safety. Annan also admonished those who are moving toward military action.
If the action is to take place without the support of the Council, its legitimacy will be questioned and the support for it will be diminished.
But Secretary of State Powell says that previous Security Council resolutions, especially 1441, approved by unanimous vote last November, provide all the authority that is needed.
We believe that our actions now are supported by international law, whatever actions we might take in the future. And the president will talk to this issue tonight.
The president's address will be broadcast live from the White House at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, New York.